I love this first week of our lessons. And it's because they're about the internal building blocks for you to lay your foundation, to set your mindset, to find your quote unquote why fuel, to get what you want through limitless, to be limitless. And so I always love this week because it gives us a chance to do that internal work that we want to do every day, but this really focuses on it. Henry Ford, you guys have heard this, had a quote, "Whether you think you can, you can. If you think you can't, you're right." And I think that really follows along what Russ's comment was. He's seen so many people who have been handicapped who seem to conquer so much, and sometimes it's almost like that changed my life. It's a blessing. I wouldn't trade it because it gave me the eyes to see that, my potential is not my handicap. It's, it's beyond that. Cindy always uses, it, what you think about, you bring about. And isn't that true? And I like to say, if you believe you can, you will. And if you believe you can't, you won't. End of story. And it's so easy to read and think about these quotes, and in your heart they're true. The hard part is truly believing and acting on it. That's the hard part, to do it every single day, because like in the case of a handicapped person, they're faced with that handicap every single day, and so they are faced with overcoming it every single day consistently. What often happens to us, especially in network marketing, because you don't have a boss that you have to report to except for yourself. You don't have paperwork you have to turn in. You don't have a time clock you have to turn in. And so it's really hard sometimes to act on the principles that are going to actually give you what you want out of your limitless business. And it's so easy to allow our limiting beliefs to be the reality. And they're just limiting beliefs. That's all they are, but they feel so real. And sometimes they're about ourselves, but usually the bigger limiting beliefs are the things that are exhibiting in your senses, the things in the outside world. And those are the things that can really be a limiting belief, and sometimes we're blind to them. And so this is the work that you want to do this week is, and you want to carry it with you every day, and that is, how do I become truly limitless? And so you have to work on your belief. You have to work on your belief in products. And I don't think that's very hard for anybody on this phone. You have to work on your belief in the opportunity. And even that, I think you have belief. I think we all have belief in limitless, that we're different. Our products are different. Our comp plan is different. We are different. Our attitude is different. And but you also have to, work on your belief in network marketing. We all, if we're to be honest, just like Liz said, is there a person on the phone that hasn't had issues or trials or, things they have to overcome? And I think we all have to be realistic that at any given day, are you going to have a are you going to feel okay about MLM on the top in your brain? Of course, logically. Where else are you going to get the leverage that you have? But underneath it, do you ever have a day where it's like, I don't know. I don't know if people really want to do this with me. And you also have to check your belief in your ability to truly sell products, right? And actually build a team. And those are some big, tall orders, not to think about, but to believe and actually carry out. So if you get squeamish over anything I just said, that's okay. You're normal. But this is the thing that you want to uncover this week, because you want to remove the blinders. You want to be, you want to become limitless. So look, everyone here knows network marketing, when done right, is just better. We talk about that every time we run through this series. That quote comes up, right, from Eric Worre. It's just better. And the key here is that I said is when done right. And that is the key. Now, I see, and Liz and I have talked about this many times, is that, how is it that these ding-dong deals have people that just go there? You talk to someone, you try and show them the better way, the better company, the better product, the better comp plan, and they somehow go somewhere else. And even so, even if it's not done right, it's still better. right? Now our targeting is still better. But once you align with the right company like Limitless, then the rest really does fall on you, and it's up to you. And so I'm going to talk about three things today that I think are things that you can take a look at. And there's lots of them, but I've picked out three that I want you to really consider. And number one is you have to prepare yourself to be the person that people want to work with. And I think that's a really important part of building with network marketing. So what does that look like? What if you guys could, let's just kind of open it up a little bit. So take yourself off mute if you want to make a comment. What does that look like to be the person that people want to work with? Throw out some ideas. What does that mean?
Anybody? I think on the call, sincerity.
Say that one more time.
Honesty, positive, and sincere believability. Believe in what you're doing.
Okay, so you have to exude that belief.
Yep.
Okay. Somebody else? What else?
Smile.
Smile. Ooh, that's really important. What else?
You got to be, you need to be a fun and true leader.
True leader. What does that look like for you, Tanya, to be a true leader? What does that look like?
It looks like you got to walk the walk, you know, and talk the talk. You got to do it. You got to get down and do it and show them that it can be done and, you know, that they can have faith in you.
Ooh, that's good. Anybody else? One
you
more.
Have to have good energy. Don't be an Eeyore. You want to be a Tigger to an extent that you don't overwhelm the person that you are talking to, but at the same time, have energy that they say, I want to do whatever you're doing, or I want to be in a part of whatever you're doing, because they enjoy the energy that you have. And I think that's part of belief, like Cindy said, but, you know, you want to have good energy. Don't be an Eeyore.
Yeah, that's good. Good. Tigger, not Eeyore. You know, John Mountain, he's a networker. I saw a quote, and he said, you know, he described what he's looking for in people, and he used he used WIP, in that it stands for people with work ethic, people with hunger, integrity, and personal power, WIP. And if that's what you're looking for, who wouldn't want to find somebody that has those? Anybody who's that? Yet say yes if you want to find people who have WIP. Come on.
Sure.
Yes.
Come on. Where's my energy? Come on.
Whip it.
Who wouldn't want to find somebody with WIP?
Yeah.
Right? Whip it. Good. Okay. So if you want to find somebody like that, then you got to be that person. Right? You got to have some work ethic. They got to feel that you're like going to town. You're a tornado going down the road, and it doesn't have to be a huge tornado, because we all have our layers, right? It has to match what your why and your goals are, right? You got to be the person that you want to have that'll achieve your goals. You got to have a work ethic. You got to be hungry. You got to have integrity, and you got to have personal power. You got to have some whip. That's just one idea. So if you're looking for these people, whoever you are looking for, the type of person you're looking for, that's the person you have to be. And all these comments are good. You got to have fun, guys. You have to have fun. You got to make people feel good. One of the reasons why Steve is such a Pied Piper is even in his phone voice, he's having fun. He makes people feel good. He tells great stories. And, you know, in a meeting with a fly-in, people walk away and they're like, I want to feel like that all the time. I want to be around that kind of feeling all the time. And so that's the first thing is, you know, you have to prepare. You got to be the person that people want to work with. That's number one. Number two, you have to be in the long game. You got to play the long game. What do I mean by that? Think of an hourglass, right? It has the sand that goes through the hourglass. The shape of the hourglass is wide, very wide at the top, and then it narrows down into a small, you know, tunnel, and then it gets wide back down at the bottom. And in a way, that totally describes the long game. At the top, that's where you're talking to a lot of people, and you're narrowing it down until what goes through the tunnel is customers and distributors. And as they lay down that foundation, it gets wider at the bottom and narrower at the top, which is really what your organization will look like. You're the person at the top. And as you continue to duplicate, you end up with a full hourglass at the bottom. But in order to do that, you've got to start at the very top and narrow it down and find those people. And so you have to be in it for the long game. You know, I saw a conversation on Facebook. I don't know. I got down a wormhole. I hardly ever go on Facebook. But I did because I was looking for a specific group of people in my outside world, in our HOA stuff. And I saw something that was networking, and I went down this wormhole. But it was a conversation about sorting. And someone put out there that sorting is offensive. You know, that, you know, when you're just sorting people, you're being offensive. And there were a lot of high-end networkers that came to the rescue of that comment. And one of them was Eric Worre. And he said, I think you're just being caught in semantics because, you know, sorting is the long game. You're trying to uncover who's ready, who isn't, and you're sorting into they're not ready for quite a while. I'll keep touching with them, you know, once in a while. Sorting the people who may be customers or distributors, you are sifting and sorting, but it's not, that's all depends on where you're coming from. Are you the person that cares about what that person is, or are you just, you know, coming out with money? Are you just with commission breath, if you will? And so that's what the long game is really all about. You must genuinely build rapport. We have an entire lesson that's dedicated to forming relationships. And that's not going through it with the motions. You know, you're not going to say, how is your family? How is your occupation? Right? You don't go through it that way. You just have those in the back of your mind until it's so natural to you that every person you come in contact that you're building rapport with, you're uncovering and finding out. So you must genuinely build that rapport, and you have to care about them. But you also, eventually, you have to present your product. You have to present the opportunity. If you never do, they're not going to come and say, well, are you forming me because you have an opportunity? You have to have that ability to present. And that's all part of being in it for the long game. And you have to do it with whip, guys. You have to be that person that they want to be around. You have to consistently fill your pipeline. This is the long game. Here's the crux of the long game. If you consistently fill your pipeline, the long game only feels long one time. Because once you have enough people in your pipeline, enough people in motion, enough people that you're talking to, people that you have in your follow-up, that you start having a consistent stream of people, think of the hourglass, a consistent stream of people who are dropping through the hourglass and landing in your limitless business. If you don't have any sand at the top, you're not going to have any sand in the bottom. And so you have to keep your pipeline filled. And the long game only feels long one time, because once you have consistently, you know, maybe it took 9 months to get your consistent stream coming out the back end. But if you let go of that consistent stream, then you're always trying to get the long game over, right? We've talked about this. If you let your pipeline go dry, oh, that's a challenge to try and get it full again. And so one of the things you need to look at is, are you in it for the long game? Are you in the long game? Or are you thinking about the long game? Are you at the front end of the long game over and over and over again? That's number two, be in the long game. Number three, you need to weed out the choking and blinding limiting beliefs. Now, this is a big one, guys, because if you're blind to your limiting beliefs, then you can't fix them. You can't weed them out. If you don't realize the morning glory, the choking morning glory of limiting beliefs, then, you know, that's going to be a problem. So I don't want you to come off mute again. What are some limiting beliefs, some blinding limiting beliefs that will stop you in your tracks of building your limitless business? Throw some out.
It's too hard.
Having somebody tell you no, hearing no several times, sometimes can limit your belief.
Ooh, hearing no, and it's too hard. Okay. Those are two really great ones. What are some other ones? I mean, there's a lot, so let's throw them out. Hello.
I've done this before, and it doesn't work. I've tried it before. It doesn't work.
Okay? And especially for yourself, right? Your own limiting belief is, if it didn't work and you see that, oh, this one's different, but you still could have a limiting belief about yourself. That's really good. What else?
Well, a lot of people do business, you know, they start into an MLM or whatever, and they think it's like a lottery ticket. You know, they're going to win right away. They're going to make money, and, you know, everything's going to be great, you know. So you got to be in it, like you said, for the long haul, and it's not a lottery ticket. Don't treat it like that.
Okay, very good. How about your own limiting beliefs, not what others' limiting beliefs are, but your own? And I'm gonna kind of wrap a double circle around this. I'm gonna maybe short circuit your brain. But if you talk to people who you believe to have these limiting beliefs, it didn't work for me, it's not gonna work for me again, people want the lottery, people are afraid of gas prices, people don't have any money, these are outside people's beliefs that then become your, if you believe their excuses, that becomes your limiting belief. That stops you from being the person people want to be around. It stops you from having people who might be ready, forming people who might say, gosh, I want to be around that person. I want to be around the positivity of Steve Campbell. I want to be around the story that Barbara is sharing about Liz, right? What are your internal limiting beliefs in today's world that stop you today from getting sand in the bottom of your hourglass? What are today's internal limiting beliefs? Ooh, see, that's a good one to think about. That's a good one to think about. I find myself saying, you know, network marketing, every so many decades, it goes through a change, right? And every so many decades, there's a whole new group of network marketing individuals who come in and they tear it up. And we haven't seen that in a while. You know, network marketing is kind of in a waning, I see. I think COVID brought network marketing into a waning. And yet here we are, I think every single person on this phone believes we are different. We are so different. But we also have this limiting belief somehow that people aren't seeing who we are. And so those are limiting beliefs, choking, binding, limiting beliefs. So I've run out of time, so I'm going to run to my challenge. There's three things that you can consider. I want you to pick one or two or all three. It's up to you. But are you displaying your true self, the person that people want to be around? That means you have to believe that people want to be around your true self. And I will tell you, people want to be around genuine people. So if you're your genuine self, people are going to want to be around it. You got to pack some energy around there. It can't be an Eeyore, like Liz said. Are you displaying your whip? And you don't have to exactly say what whip means. I'm just going to say, are you showing your nest, your limitless nest? And so that's number one. Are you displaying your true, excited person that people want to be around? Number two, are you in the long game? Or are you continually trying to start the long game? Are you deep into, are you have to keep climbing the hill? Or have you got that pipeline filled? Are you in the long game? And what's stopping you from being in the long game? And number three, what are your blinding, choking beliefs that stop you? And sometimes that's hard, because if you're blind to a belief, you don't see it, then you don't know that it's choking you. But those are the three things I want you to look at. And I want you to remember that the most successful people, this is Steve Jobs, the most successful people are storytellers. But the full quote on that is this, because you have to be able to tell your story with whip, with, you know, forming, being in the long term, because you have to be consistent with that whip, and you got to get rid of all your limiting beliefs. But here's the full quote. The most powerful person in the world is the storyteller. The story, this is the rest of the quote from Steve Jobs. The storyteller sets the vision, the values, and the agenda of an entire generation to come. I want you to think about that for you. You are the storyteller of your own hourglass. You are the most powerful in the world. You are the storyteller. You are setting the vision, the values, and the agenda of an entire generation of sand that's going to be in your limitless organization. So So have a great day, guys. Think about the challenge, and I want to hear many people participate tomorrow because it's really fun when you guys step up to the plate and genuinely share. Thanks. Have a great day, guys.